Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Lord Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose and set her free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose and set her free right now. Spirits of explosives. Spirits of verbal abuse. Spirits of martial art. Spirits of cruelty. Spirits of hatred. Come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas. 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move right now. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Come on right now, Satan. Come on right now, Satan. Grab his name. Move right now, demon. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you. He wants you out of it right now. Come out right now, Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Come right now, Jesus. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. You can't have him, King. You've been found out.
Loosen yourself. Loose money.
Praise God.
You got your brother, man.
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You feel that spirit come out, brother? Yes. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. If this is new to you, the demons are manifesting because of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. They are screaming because they have to go, and they don't want to go. They don't want to lose their victims. Thank God.
All right, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Let me see what we can do here for a second. Take that down. Wow. There we go. All right. Hallelujah. 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 How are we all doing? We're getting older. That's for sure. We're all getting older. Wow. Man, you'd have told me that in my 30s, I'd be living here doing this. Man, the Father's brought us from a mighty long way, hadn't he? Let me see. Straightway. We got Carmel Hill, that's 1, 2. Straightway, Georgia, 3. We're talking about actual communities. Land that we own. It's ours. We don't pay no mortgage, no rent, no none of that. We got Straightway itself, South Carolina. Then we got five, six. Right now, that I can think of, I could be missing it, we have actually 6 communities where there are saints living on them, and some of them are small, some of them big, and we actually own the land. We actually own the land, and every one of them. And the Father is really, truly blessing. He's blessing in such a mighty, mighty way that especially as we see the signs of the times going forth and everything, it's like, wow, man, this world is really going to hell in a handbasket. It's happening right before our very eyes. It really, truly is. The decline is on. The lack of morality is on. Wow. It's really, truly happening. Isn't that a beautiful thing, though, that the Most High Yah put this in our spirit to do this years and years and years ago? All I can say is hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Something wonderful takes place when you keep saying hallelujah, saying thank you, Jesus, the whole nine yards. The e-book about the Holy Spirit is literally gone worldwide now. I guess what we need to do maybe the next step we need to do is try to figure out how we can get that ebook on the Holy Spirit translated into many different languages accurately so that people will be able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Wouldn't that be nice? Let me see. We got a family in Finland. We got brother Ray and them in Sweden. We got brother Case in the Netherlands, brother Freddie in Germany. You know, we just start off with that in itself. We start off with them maybe being able to translate that newsletter into their native tongue at the place where they stay, in the country they stay in, and just start passing that thing out, man. People could probably start receiving the Ruach all over the place. It's a beautiful thing, beautiful thing. I greet each and every last one of you in the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. It's a blessing to have each and every last one of you here each Shabbat. You know, we usually cut it off at about 9 o'clock because Pastor Dow's got to rest on the Shabbat. Got to get some study in and just got to rest because this year, I actually sat back today, and I started meditating on all that we have accomplished so far this year. And I started going, wow. I said, how in the world are we as straightway doing this at this age? At this age. Man. Because, you know, Brother Bud is here with us. He's staying with Brother Manning. But Brother Bud is going to be living here on the community here straightway. And we thank the Father for that. Such a righteous spirit, a wonderful spirit. Stay encouraged. Hard worker. Brother Bud is actually going to help alleviate a lot off of Pastor Dow because Brother Bud is a builder. Brother Scott and Brother Brent, they are very attentive students, along with Ariel, Gabriel, and Elias. They are very attentive. I can just really get them to hone in on concrete and really pay attention to my instructions, even more so, and learn this. We'd have a nice little crew there. And then I could actually spend more time in the ministry and really concentrating on developing and growing this ministry to the point that everybody that comes here gets filled with the Ruach. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be wonderful? I could be a whole lot more effective, too. I mostly spend all my days and weeks on tired. Because we're working so hard. We really, truly are. But I just thought about this year, man. Wow. I mean, and we have been literally working extraordinary hard here straightway. I promise you we have. And we thank the Father for life, health, and strength being able to do it. But we're getting old. All the people in the ministry that actually really, truly are competent builders, we're all in our 50s now. Every one of us. And mind you, we were competent builders in our 30s. And I see our window closing real fast. And it's closing extraordinary fast. I see it. So y'all that are behind us, y'all better make sure y'all have your record on. Y'all are learning everything that we got to offer right now. Because I can see it. I can just see it. I remember for years harping on this. A lot of sacrifices got to take place in order to make this go forward. A lot of sacrifices. Those of you over there on Patreon, man, I do salute y'all and I greet y'all for your support. I also like to salute each and every last one of you and thank you all with many, many blessings from the Most High God for your undying support of the ministry here straightway. Sister Ashley, Sister Jennifer, I appreciate all the shout-outs that y'all seeing. Of course, you know, Sister Ashley lives here on the community with us and stuff, and Sister Ashley is doing an excellent job hosting, and Sister Jennifer is doing an excellent job co-hosting the Sisters and Sisters broadcast. They're just faithful. They're just faithful, and I love them with all my heart. I truly do. They're doing a wonderful job on that broadcast. If you women, sisters, whoever it is, you're not learning anything from that broadcast, then y'all can't help you, because those sisters are doing an excellent job. They're doing a wonderful job. And they have just grown by leaps and bounds. They really, truly have. They love Yah, and Yah is real in our lives. He's really, really, truly real here and on the community, so we thank the Father for it. We have Gathering of the Saints. God's coming up. A lot of registrations come in this week, a whole bunch of them. I'm trying to get my head together, because as far as Straightway go, we're probably going to be here on this land after this week. We're probably not going to be able to leave this land until after Tabernacles. And that's maybe 2 weeks after Tabernacles, because it takes us some time to get the land back together. Because we have Gathering of the Saints, and then immediately after Gathering of the Saints, we have to get the land prepared, and then we head off into the feast days. The feast days are right around the corner. It's the heart of the lead. This year is almost gone already. Wow. Looking forward to seeing you, since we have so many veterans coming. Now, some of the classes that I was going to do, I don't have to do anymore because they're all here. I can actually run around and take care of logistics and stuff and actually counsel and speak to people who want to speak to me. Pastor Joe Fox will be delivering the message at God's Gathering of the Saints during Shabbat. Y'all better get ready to get your dance on, because we praise and we worship Yah here. We do. We love the Father. And we're hoping, like the last gods, we're hoping to see some more miracle signs and wonders coming straight from the Father. Looking forward to seeing him and Sister Kate. I appreciate all the labor of love, because it's a concerted effort for the kingdom of Yah. Yah is good. Brother Ray, down in Houston, Texas, they had a little girl. Her name is Shiloh Simone Jones. She's a girl. She weighed 8 pounds even and 18 inches long, full head of hair. She was born at 5:36 p.m., and Brother Ray's wife was actually in labor for 13 and a half hours. These labors are getting shorter and shorter for us this Straightway. We thank the Father for it. That means we must be meeting Yah's conditions. Glory to the King. I can't say enough about how much I appreciate each and every last one of you, be you here Straightway or off the land. Now, I want y'all to all understand this. When you live around the community, there's no difference between those of us who live on the community and live around the community. We're all one people. There ain't no such thing as us and them. Just want to bring clarity on that. We're part of one big happy family because we're making moves. My job is to make sure that we try to get everybody that we can placed who wants to be in common unity there, because I can't fathom living any other way. I really truly can't. It's the only thing that I know that's going to perfect us as a people, and that's the truth. Glory to the King. Guest calling number is 515-602-9654. 515-602-9654. If you'd like to talk to Pastor Dow, you can do that. A Gathering of the Saints. If you're planning on attending the range, be a beginner, intermediate, or expert, you're going to have to bring your own ammo this year. You're going to bring your own ammo this year. And we will have a few weapons there for you to be able to fire. The beginner class, we may have a little bit more concessions. But if you plan on going to that range, you plan on shooting, you bring your firearm and bring your own ammo so you can get familiar with it. Because Straightway can't supply the ammo this year. Glory to the King. Other than that, I don't know any other thing except we require that women wear head coverings and dresses below the knee. Long skirts, no pants on any women whatsoever. No pants on any girls unless they're like, what, maybe five and under. then we don't discriminate. Father, I'm concerned, 5 and under, as a child, you can wear what you want, as long as we can distinguish a boy from a girl and a girl from a boy. But as far as anybody else, and you've grown up, we expect you to honor us because you are coming to our house as we would honor you if we come to your house. It's going to be a wonderful thing because Gathering of Saints is looking pretty big this year, and we have got to spend the next few weeks just getting the land ready for it. And I've got a lot of videos I got to put out in reference to God's. I have got to get in contact with Pastor Fox and let him know about the instructors. All of you that are wishing to be instructors, you need to call in the dining hall this week. I'm going to make a video also this week. Y'all get in touch with me so I can actually send the things up to Pastor Fox to let him know. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to seeing you and you. We wish y'all speed, safe travel, safe journeys. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Let's go ahead and see what we got here today in the phone queue right here. Where we at? Brother Mike from New York, call number 646-646. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you, son.
Shabbat shalom, my shepherd. I'm just calling in to say Shabbat shalom to you and all my family. Just let y'all know I miss you. And I've been thinking about you all week. I actually today was listening to your old Sabbath service about the preaching of Christ being the Father and them being equal, being in God, and Jesus being God and everything. The Sabbath service was amazing. When I look back on it, I really just was studying and just trying to get a better understanding than what you were teaching and everything. So it's just really amazing to me that when you have the Holy Spirit, everything just comes natural and everything just is better to understand because the Father's helping you do it. So just wanted to say Shabbat shalom to everybody. And yes, sir.
Glory to the King. I don't want to get off point here, but I do want to make mention of this. You remember I told y'all way before it happened that Brother Jason was going to end up marrying Ayanna?
Yes, sir.
I called that. Did I not call that before it happened?
Yes, sir. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You called it
the
day I was on the land.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when I was on the land and I came to visit after the whole big situation, you pulled me to the side and said, Brother Mike, mark my words. This is what's going to happen. And I said, yes, sir. And a couple months later, it's exactly what happened, sir.
Yep, it happened because, you know, when people act like they're interested in other people and their plight, they're really, truly not. They're only interested in themselves because humanity is inherently selfish. And these people, this is their first time going through this thing, and they're acting like that I can't see, or those of us that are seasoned, we can't see. But that's the reason why I call a lot of these things for that, because I've seen it before. I can tell the spirit and the nature of things. Just thank God that you're delivered. So all these people used to call in and used to fill us with great accolades and swelling words and words of praise and stuff. Where they at now?
They gone, sir.
Gone, ain't
they? Gone.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, sir. I thank you because since I came into the ministry, you have pushed me in the right direction. And when the time comes to choose a woman to be my wife, and you continuously push me in the right direction to choose the right woman, so and the right saint. So I thank you for it. And I know when the time's right, the right wife will come along. You sat down and had a conversation with me about it, and you continuously show me how much of a man of Yah that you are to show me when things are right and when things are wrong.
Glory to the King. Be encouraged, my brother, all right?
Yes, sir. Bless you, my shepherd. Bless everybody there. I'll keep you in my prayers, and Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. You know, it's a sad, sad day. Well, we've got... I want all you sisters to understand something. Listen to me very, very closely. The men in this ministry, and in case you haven't noticed, there's more men in this ministry than there are women. And do you understand that? There's more men in this ministry than there are women, in case you hadn't noticed. Because this is a patriarchal movement here. This is Yah's spirit. I want y'all to listen to me real close. men are playing, they're paying very good attention to their pastor. And they're realizing that it's best for them to just wait rather than being saddled up with a rebellious woman. You see, they realize and know that, and they watch the character of women. We got all kinds of sisters in this ministry that are marriageable age, but you're not marriageable material. You're just simply not. You're too rebellious. You're still too worldly. You're too stubborn. You're too stiff-necked. You're too stout-hearted. And that's the reason why a lot of women, they kick the traces and go right back in the world, put their pants, their makeup on, and go start acting like whores, hitting the clubs and everything else. Because they don't have the heart to where they're going to change and get their heart right. And men, I told men, I said, all you got to do is just wait. Because people, y'all are always sending people to this ministry. And he will send faithful Israelites to this ministry too that are seeking him. And it's so sad to see all these women of marriageable age, but no man don't want you because they know how raunchy, how nasty and funky in spirit you are. Nobody wants you. Because personally, they say, hey, a man today, as in the Israelite movement, man, we're not bound by the system of this world. Don't have to get married. Don't have to marry you. Don't. And if you notice, this is the only ministry left on the face of planet Earth that we know of to where the men are required to work and the women are required to be chaste keepers at home. Right. Talking about married women. One of the most beautiful movements that are taking place are happening in our time to where our sisters are chaste keepers at home. And the men are working. You know why? Because they're taking on the same character, the same attitude, and the same spirit as a pastor. You know why? Because they pastor leads by example. You get it? Men don't follow titles. They follow strength. And they see the strength in me. And they see when I say lead by example, I'm usually out leading the charge. I'm not a boss. Go and tell everybody else what to do while I sleep in the bed till 11 to 12 o'clock noon. Wake up and eat breakfast at 1 o'clock in the evening. And then have everybody else go out and work and bring all the money to me while I sit up and get fat and live like a fat cat. No, I lead from the front like I always have. That's the difference between me and the hypocrites, me and the so-called men out there, is that I'm a true leader. What is leadership? Leadership is the process of influencing men in such a manner to be able to accomplish the mission at hand. And to be a good leader, you first got to be a good follower. And most of you ain't even follow long enough, but you think you want to lead. Then you start crying. I had a man in his room behind me, who called himself a pastor. He was in tears, belly aching, saying he don't want to be no pastor no more. He don't want this and stuff. He just belly aching and crying his eyes out. And I said to him, you put yourself in that place of position. You chose this lot, so hey, you got to live it through. Cry, I don't want it. I don't want it. God, I'm getting sick and tired of these people. Isn't that amazing? Hey, I'm telling you the truth. It's a heavy weight. Dealing with human beings is a heavy weight. Well, that's what I meant. I meant Brother Blake. I don't know why I call him Brother Ray. It's Brother Blake that had the baby. 8 pounds. 18 inches long, Brother Blake did. And Brother Blake has now got two of them, Shiloh Simone. Glory to the King. Appreciate it, Elder. Lord, thank you for looking out on me. And in the news, we got the United States of America. I'm telling you right now, we already got boots on the ground. In America, you know, we don't understand. We don't get it. We're right at the precipices and brink of World War III. And we'll see what happens. I made a video. I meant to upload a patron, but I didn't get finished processing, but I'm going to put it up after the broadcast. Man, I love my patron community. I really, truly do. Let me go check up here. Brother Brandon, I'll get with you from Indiana in just a second, man. Let me go check the board up here, and I will be right back. Glory to the King. And by the way, listen, folks, if you send anything to the P.O. Box, to any saint here on the land, you want to use the P.O. Box, these racist pigs up here or something else, y'all listen to me real close, all right? Listen to me. Send it to the P.O. Box, Charles Dow, okay? Now, we're going to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Put Charles Dow on it, and then put the initials of the people who you wanted to go to here on the community. We're intelligent enough to figure it out, and we will get it to them, okay? Don't send anything to the saints of the Most High Yah to 506 or P.O. Box 32, all right? If you're going to send it in my name and use the initials, first and last name of the people who you want to send it to, and I promise you we'll get it to them. That's it. We're going to be wiser than these children of the world, all right? Glory to the King. I'll be right back here in just a second. Let me go check the soundboard, Brother Scott, all right? Canada, when this little young Israelite was born. Oh, he's crying now. Look at him. I think I startled him. I think I startled him with my voice, though, because he was so at peace. But anyway, here's some. Give him a shout out. Go ahead and shout. See him shouting? There you go. He's young right now, and I startled him. He's sending y'all a shout out. And I was in Canada when he was born. I think he's 6 weeks old now. And Brother Scott said that he he actually named his little son in honor of me. Man, I tell you, I was finished. Sister Carol, look over at me. Is something wrong with you? Everything all right? I said, oh, boy, I'm still, it brings tears to my eyes even to this day. Help the young guy, too. I think my voice is too deep for him right now. I usually wait till they get about Gideon's side and Judah's side and mess with them. But, you know what I mean? Every once in a while, I pick them up, but I give them back real quick because they start doing that thing. Glory to the King. But what a healthy young boy that he is. Bro, Scott done had a nice little healthy young boy. And boy, Angelica, boy, whoa, she turned into a birthing machine. And this one was a whole lot easier than Judah. A whole lot easier than Gideon. Woo-wee. Glory to the King. Now, where we at? Brother Brandon, you over there in Indiana. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. I can help, my brother.
Shabbat shalom, my shepherd, and Shabbat shalom, my family of Israel. Bless you all. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, my brother. Man, you won't believe this, Brother Brandon. Man, after you left, after that, man, the humidity dropped, and it hasn't been nowhere near as hot as it was when you was down here.
I got a good suntan. I got some melon. I'm thank y'all for the melon he put in me. It was a blessing. I enjoyed every minute. My 2 weeks, I enjoyed every second of it. It was a true honor, and I do not take it for granted. You know, for you all allowing me to come there. And I don't even have the vocabulary explained to tell you all how much I appreciate and thank you all for allowing me to come and partake, to dwell with you all for 2 whole long weeks in common unity. It was a true blessing. I appreciate it.
Man, we love you dearly. It's always good seeing your face. You know you're welcome anytime you drive through the gate. We got a hot plate
and
a food waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had never been put up and taken care of like that, not even for my own natural family. So I know it ain't nothing but love, you know. So. And you're right, Pastor. You're not a boss at all. You are a strong leader. I witnessed it with my own 2 eyes, and strong men will follow your leadership anytime. Because I never met not a pastor nor a man that worked as hard as you in my life.
Glory to
and
the King.
And that's not boasting you up. That's just real talk. That's just real talk. Glory.
That's
to
just straight talk.
And I give
straight
all,
talk.
Yeah. And I give all honor to the Most High, Yah. And I just thank him for him being in me. But without him, I'm nothing but a piece of dirt. I just thank him. And I could, like I'm bringing in the Shabbat right now, you know. I can't even explain how the feeling is to bring in the Shabbat with your family, you know, that you're dwelling with in common unity. That was a true blessing.
Hallelujah.
True blessing. And for when I was there, the young brothers, I was sitting back working, and the young brothers don't know Brother Brett, Brother Ariel and Gabriel and Elias. I was watching them, and it just literally took me appalled, and just I said to myself, man, those young brothers there are so wise, they're obedient, they got a strong work ethic, they're willing to learn, take advice, and I was just amazed. I was like, I don't know any young brothers their age. You know, would do what they're doing. I was just like, wow. I honor these motherfuckers.
Hallelujah.
You know,
one
day blessing
in the future,
with all of them.
They'll be leading.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It will. And they follow the right one to become a great leader, too.
Well,
sisters,
I'm going to need somebody to take care of me, man, when I get 80 years old. You know that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you sure will. Daddy Dow is getting taken care of real well. He moving around.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yes, sir. I love Daddy Dow. He's a great man. And also, Pastor, while I got you on the phone, I got a confession to make to Sister Ashley. I want to apologize to her. When I was weed eating over there by those blackberry bushes, man, I seen the biggest blackberry I ever seen in my life, and I just couldn't help but reach over there and grab it. I'm sorry, Sister.
You ain't the blackberry man.
man, it was the biggest black bear I ever seen, Pastor. It looked so good.
Oh,
I was
man,
hot,
you ain't the black
thirsty.
Bear!
I just want to tell people, ask you, I apologize, and I actually looked the good. I saw my heart.
Looking good, though, don't it, Brother Brandon?
Fast, it was so big and juicy, I promise, it seemed like it was talking to me.
It's all right, brother. When they go pick the black bears, you all see it. The children go with them, pick the black bears. When I catch them coming out, I'm going out of down hall, they coming in, they got a big old basket, right? And I said, I wonder if we pick more than what we ate, because the children, they'll pick one, then they'll eat one. They'll pick one, then they'll eat one. They'll pick one, then they'll eat one.
I can understand where they're coming from. Well, yeah, I just thank you, Pastor, and the family over there for just allowing me to partake with you all for the solid 2 weeks. It was a true blessing. Like I said, I don't even have the vocabulary to explain how appreciated and grateful I was to be, to partake in that. I'm honored. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, my brother. You know you're welcome here at any time. We love you dearly.
Love you all also. Appreciate it. And I just want to call in, just say that, and say Shabbat Shalom, Israel.
Be encouraged, my brother. Shabbat
yes,
Shalom.
Yes, sir. Stand encouraged. Shabbat Shalom.
That's Brother Brandon up in Indiana, man. Brother Brandon, we got Brother Samuel down here. I'm going to bring him up here in just a second. Brother Gary from Louisiana. Brother Gary from Louisiana. Brother Gary, how you doing, brother?
I'm all right, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Hey, brother, man, I got your offering, man, and your letter in the mail. Thank you for your support, man. How you and your family doing down there?
We are all right. We are all right. Just taking it one day at a time, listening to the Elder Mitchell in Houston and running my house, teaching me how to be a better leader.
Glory to the King. Now, where are you at exactly in Louisiana? Because, I used to live in Louisiana on probably, if you're close to Houston, I used to live on that side. Elder Donnie is from New Orleans. But I lived on the side, probably where you close. Where you at, Alexandria?
We're like 10 minutes from Alexandria. We're in Dry Prong.
Man, I ain't never heard of that one, man. Dry Prong. Is that ain't power? Is that,
it's
that
right,
ain't close?
It's by Tioga.
Oh, you in a small place, small county.
Yeah. Yes.
You might as well be in Alexandria. Ain't that far from, but at least you're on the outskirts, man. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, my wife, we wanted to be as country as we can, moving from Michigan.
Well, man, you're in the country when you're down in Louisiana. You're a little bit north and stuff. You're a little away from the swamp people, but man, you're doing pretty good where you're at.
Oh, yeah, we plan on being on some land pretty soon. I'm just taking your advice, paying off debts. And running my household.
Man, bro, Gary, it's worth it. I promise you it is. It right now, you make the sacrifice, but then you get to enjoy the fruits of it later. It is worth it 100%, my brother.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm doing now. I'm doing the two jobs. I wish I would have got into it earlier, but it's better late than nothing.
Hey, my brother, at least you had the ears to hear. At least you're doing it now.
Yes, sir. And I have a question. I called the dining hall because we're trying to get there for Tabernacles.
Okay.
And it's been a week. I ain't heard back, and I don't want to miss out that opportunity because Passover was pretty good when we came there.
Man, let me tell you, bro, Gary, we got this year, we got GOTS coming up. I had to cancel GOTS last year. And the only reason why I canceled GOTS because I told Pastor Fox, I said, man, I've got to learn how to navigate the logistics and everything else, which he understood, all over again because we had such a big influx of people coming. So what did you do? You called a dining hall and asked about Tabernacles?
Yes, sir. The same thing we did with Passover, how we got there. I just told them we plan on coming to Tabernacles.
Well, come on up, brother. We got you on the. See, this is the way you do it. You're calling in on a broadcast right now. You're making your request known. And either Sister Vicky or somebody down there is going to write your name in the book as far as Tabernacle. And we're good to go. You're good to go, man. You already, it's a lock for you and your family for Tabernacles. Come on up, brother.
Okay. That sounds good.
You're good to go. Because, I mean, Elder Doug, man, he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, brother. Because every morning he's got notes, man, that just all falling off the board. And phone calls he got to get back to, man. And I mean to tell you, man, we are getting so much communication nowadays. I want you all to listen to me real good. Listen to me real good. The ministry here is Straightway. We do not get offended. If you call and you leave us a message and then you wait 2 or 3 days, you haven't heard from us. All you do is you tell the people who answered the phone at the dining hall and said to Elder Doug, Pastor Dow, or to whom it may concern, second attempt. And usually we try to just push that up. If it gets to the third attempt, you definitely get to the top tier. It's, we try to get to everybody, but we're only a few people spread thin. And, man, I'm telling you, Brother Gary, this thing is getting big with righteous people who want to be holy. You hear me?
Yes, sir. I sent that e-book to a congregation I used to fellowship with in Michigan. Kind of
really?
See how they take it.
Let me know.
I will. I hope they take it good. I got caught on to it last year. You know, I'm not out of it with the Straightway truth, and it is the truth. So if they got the ears there, I guess they'll get it.
Brother Gary, you give your family our love, man. I remember y'all like it was yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else, my brother?
No, that was it. Just Shabbat Shalom.
And Shabbat Shalom. We got you down, man.
All right, thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Brother Gary, Louisiana. Let's go, Brother Dominique. 718, Brother Dominique, 718. Man, that's old faithful. Brother Dominique, you becoming an old shoe, ain't you?
Don't say that, Thatcher. Don't say that.
Well, man, that's actually a good compliment.
Okay. Hallelujah.
That means you have integrity and you've got tenure and you've been around.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to stick around for the long run. I'm here to stay.
How can I help you, my brother?
Pastor, I just calling in to say Shabbat Shalom to you and Shabbat Shalom to the saints. I miss you guys so much. I can't wait for this tabernacle to come around. This year, just like you said, this year is going quick.
Man, brother, let me tell you something. I don't even know how to say it. Man, I don't blink my eyes. We're sitting here, brother. We're almost halfway through the 7th month getting ready to go in. Or no, the 8th. We're halfway through the 8th month getting ready to go into the 9th month, man. I'm like, what? Of the Roman calendar. I'm like, man. And you know what's going to happen, don't you? We're going to be sitting up here enjoying tabernacles for 7 to 10 days, or however long people are going to stay. Some people stay for 15 days. We're going to be sitting up here enjoying tabernacles like it's a little bit of heaven on earth. And then we got to be faced with about 6 months of dead season, or at least 4 months of dead season. Oh, Jesus. Elvis, Father.
We know the struggle.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep going, Pastor. We're going to keep running with you.
Brother, the struggle is real.
Pastor, I just had to thank you for that video that you made. What was it? The Men Won't Be in College After 10 Years video?
Oh, you got that one, huh?
Ooh, man. I was literally talking to a couple of old friends that I had.
Yeah.
They're telling me about how much debt that they're in from their school loan.
Jesus.
Oh, man. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And you know what? They ain't going to let them go either.
They don't want to pay it off either.
Well, they're going to be in bondage because I'm telling you, man, the government is not going to – there's no debt forgiveness on student loans. Zero.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is, the way that they set you up is they kind of do it under like a – kind of like a mortgage. They give you like a certain amount to pay per month, but it could get extended. You could be paying student loans for 10-plus years.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I've known people to get student loans. Are you listening to me, Brother Dominic?
Yes, sir.
They go to college. Now, my young daughter, she went to, everybody knows she went to college, but she graduated with zero debt. Zero debt. And, brother, let me tell you something. Man, I almost hate talking about it, but man, you know that there's people usually don't even finish paying off their college debt until they're in their late 30s.
Ooh.
Are you listening to me, man? That's almost like paying for a home half of your life. Now listen to me. I'm going to use you for a second, all right, while you here, all right, my brother?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know what's amazing to me? Is we set up here on this earth, and rather than seeking Yah's kingdom, we're trying to get a big house. We're trying to get the nicest cars to keep up with the Joneses, the nicest stuff and things to keep up with this world, rather than being content with such things as you have. Because if you get it to live simple, and pay for something simple, because you're going to spend more time in eternity than you are in this life. And the reason why the Gentiles try to do everything they can to make you go broke to try and enjoy a little utopia on this earth because they ain't got no heavenly hope for eternal life. And so they deceive people, man, into believing. They deceive people into thinking that, you know, get an American dream, which has become a nightmare. Man, simple. Simple. I did it, man. I lived 9 years in a trailer with no running water. All it had was 20 amps of electricity. That's it. 20 amps of electricity. I got a bathtub that I found in a junkyard. Cleaned it up, washed it up, drilled a hole through the floor, and ran the gray water out on top of the water and ran into a little small garden we had. My wife got scooped up a 5-gallon bucket from the creek, and that's how Sister Carol would take a bath. So I don't want to hear all this belly aching that everybody's doing, man. The bottom line is, man, that the people don't want to sacrifice. That's what it is. Did you hear what I'm saying, man?
Loud and clear. No, I understand. I understand. Even like when me when I first proposed to Rachel, before I even took that step, one of the things that I made sure that we had to go through is paying off her student loans.
Yes.
I sacrificed so much just concentrating on that student loan. I would go $20 a week if I had to.
I got
full check.
Go ahead, bro.
Student loan to make sure that when we cross to the next stage of being married, there are no things holding us down to keep us stagnant in the same place.
Hey,
because
bro,
at the end of the day, it's a system. the system is to keep you enslaved by your debt and to keep you not grow. And the thing is, they extend it as long as possible. They tell you, you know, pay off your student loan. You could pay, you know, $20 a month, but you're going to be paying it for 15 years. They tell you, buy a house, but you're going to be paying that until you're 50 plus, 60 plus.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it don't.
It doesn't make
sense. It really truly don't.
Yeah, so
right,
when I saw that video, So when I saw that video, I was definitely encouraged, and I was like, "Bless you, Pastor, for your wisdom," and I appreciate it. And yeah, I'm still here, Pastor, still here.
I know you are, man. I get your offering every single week, man. I know you there.
Hallelujah. All right, bless you, my Pastor. Bless everybody down there and surround all around the world. Shabbat shalom, Israel.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Yeah, believe you me, I pay attention to those who are faithful in giving, because wherever your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. That's what most of y'all said. I know a lot of people don't believe it. I'm going to say it again. Did y'all know that Pastor Dow actually pays tithes himself? I know y'all don't believe, but I do. I'm telling you, I do, but I'm going to leave it at that. Hey, let's go over here to Brother Alden down there in Florida. Brother Alden down there in Florida. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. I can have Brother Alden.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, my Pastor. Can you hear me?
Got you, my brother. Got you loud and clear.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I got a question for you, Pastor.
What is it?
Let me make sure I say it properly. It has to do with evangelizing. We got people that evangelize from house to house. We got people that evangelize on the street corners. We believe that in the New Testament they will go out and evangelize. And how do you think we should do it in the ministry? How would you like us to do it in the ministry?
Well, again, you know, in this day, you just have to be wise as serpents and harmless as dogs, brother. Because that was a certain time frame that we're in. Now, we do tell people about Yahshua. We tell them, well, for us, stand on them street corners and all this other junk, man, like these other, you ain't got to do that, man. Yah would actually put you in the path of people that you'd be able to speak to. Because remember, we're in the stage where I believe you cast not your pearls before swine and don't give that which is holy unto dogs. Remember, right after Christ left, man, our people went in underground. And so they only just ministered to a few people who had the ears to hear.
Okay.
So evangelizing would be you being discerning about who you actually going to give this wonderful pearl of great price to.
No, I get what you're saying, Pastor. It's just, you know, if somebody just drives home and goes back to work, they don't really interact with people much. That's why, because, you know, the only difference between that and what the other groups do is that they go out of their way to interact with people. But I get it.
All right, my brother.
All right, bless you, Pastor.
Bless my brother. Bro Junior, 929, Bro Junior down in Georgia. Bro Junior, how you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. How about you?
All right, Junior. I can help you, son.
The teaching on Esau, that's a phenomenal teaching right there. That was a beautiful teaching.
You liked it, huh?
I loved it. You know, it destroyed a lot of doctrines, everything, you know. And ruddy. You know what I'm saying? Black people get ruddy, too, you know. Like, you know, they get hot, you see ruddy. You know what I'm saying? And, this is very detailed teaching, very detailed. I loved it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. And all the videos too were for now too. Especially on Patreon too, man. Y'all gotta get Patreon. It's an excuse. It's off the chain.
Man, I tell you, man, a lot of people can't handle that Patreon, bro, Junior.
Because you demand people to change. You know what I'm saying? You provoke people. You challenge people. That's what I love about you. force field change. You don't get no excuses. You know, it's none. It's do or you don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes, sir. So you take care, Pastor, and be good, and see you tomorrow, right? And teaching Shabbat Shalom. Take care.
All right, Brother Junior. Bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Brother Miguel. Brother Miguel, caller number 775-775. Pastor Dow, you're on the Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. I can hear Brother Miguel.
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. I can help my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to call and tell you, I want to thank you for continually standing in the gap for us and for all the work you do, all the laborious work, mentally, physically, spiritually, and for the love that you show to us. And also, I want to call to just humbly, you know, apologize and repent for not. I got away from what I was doing in the beginning, and just humbly, just giving of my time and pressure, which is all I need to do in the beginning, and I reaped the blessings from that. But I did it wholeheartedly, not seeking anything in return. But I know that the Father blesses those who give from the heart, and I know that I've let that slack, as well as my zeal for studying in the Word, and it's affected me in my body. I'm feeling some better now, but I just know that I need to get back to where I was in order to go forward and higher. I just wanted to call you and tell you that I'm going back to the basics, and I just humbly ask your forgiveness and the forgiveness of all the brethren, because I know where I messed up at. I know where I need to get back to. That's all, sir.
All right, well, hallelujah. You know what's going on. You and Elder Mitch got a light that's going on for that, but hallelujah, man. We're praying for you. You just make sure you keep striving, all right?
Yes, sir. Bless you, sir.
Let's go to Pennsylvania, Brother Zach, 717-717. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Zach.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right, my brother. What about it?
Yes, sir. I'm heavily favored by the Most High Yah. And first and foremost, I wanted to share a praise with you and all the straightway. You know, I've been battling the bank for quite some time now, and it was an absolute miracle from the Almighty Yah. The court actually ruled in my favor.
Really?
The battle's not over. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The battle's not over, but that is a huge help, and I want to thank Yah so much, and I want to thank you and the elders and all of Straightway for praying with me, because that's really, really, really showed itself, and it's just absolutely incredible. So I'm so grateful.
Yeah, I know, man. You think that normally when you get a victory, you should have a victory, and that should be the end of it. But man, this schizophrenic Gentile system, it seems like you get one victory, you go back again, 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 again. It's just a waste of time. All right, bro, we rejoice with you.
I'm sorry, say again.
I said, all right, my brother, we rejoice with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's you know, I don't know what can happen. They, you know, they might want to come to the table and work something out, but, you know, this is just a wonderful, wonderful victory, and, you know, I will take what the Most High gives, and all credit to Him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I also wanted to, of course, pray for Elder Felix.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say my, you know, my heart is with you, and I bind that evil in Yahushua's name. And Elder Felix, if you can hear, you know, I'm praying for you, and I hope, you know, I'm wishing for praying for your speedy recovery, and we're going to keep, you know, you're not alone, Elder. And lastly, Pastor, I had two questions for you. Has anyone, I commend you for doing the teachings on, you know, Esau and Edom and stuff, because it needs to be talked about and put to rest, and you were doing such a good job on that teaching. And I see, you know, all these racist people slandering you and, you know, calling you all sorts of names and all that stuff. Has anyone ever actually challenged you to a debate?
No. I mean, I did that polygyny debate. You know, it was mostly a bunch of noise. I had,
right.
You remember a few Sabbaths ago, probably about 3-4 weeks ago, I had a young man stand up there on the stage and said he wanted to challenge me on divorce and remarriage.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that cat, man. You remember how I embarrassed him after that. You remember that, right?
Yes, sir.
But come to find out, he is, I asked him straight up, he is trying to put up some land, far as, you remember how arrogant he was talking about he don't lose no debates. You get it. He is going to put up 44 acres of land as collateral for this debate right here. And then I asked him, come to find out, he don't even own the land. And so, therefore, he can't even put it up. You know what I mean? It's just the pride and arrogancy is just off the chain, literally.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember you were talking about that. And, I just meant in regards to the Edom or Esau issue, if any of these slanderers ever came out and said, yeah, let's set up the debate. You know, I was, of course, with you in Virginia when you gave Pastor Roberts an ass-kicking, I was just curious about the other one.
Ain't nobody going to stay on that, man. They ain't going to do it because they don't want to lose no more people.
Yeah, exactly, Pastor. You speak the truth, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. And lastly, I don't want to get too long-winded here, but I know you did a video this week on vengeance, and I appreciate that. My last question is, I'm a little confused about the cipher between Yah's vengeance and then justice. Are we as believers to be getting justice and vengeance belongs to Yah? Or I don't know if you could answer that in a couple sentences.
Yeah, I actually, justice, man, I actually had it in my head. I had the whole definition. If I can remember, I'll talk about it again in the morning, man. Vengeance, let me see, justice is an offense. If we go by the little dictionary and stuff, of something that is actually repaid back or given back. Vengeance is something, let me look it up real quick, because I had it in my mind the other day, right on the edge of my, when somebody else asked me that same question. All right. What it says is vengeance is punishment inflicted. There it is. Vengeance is punishment inflicted or retribution extracted for an injury or wrong. That's the reason why America is going to end up receiving the vengeance of Yah, because of the wrong that they've done to these slaves the people they enslaved, and they have never repented for it. And so they're going to have a bunch of affliction put on them because of the injury and the wrong that they have done. They got it right here. They got all kinds of... Justice is making sure that people get fair treatment for something that could have happened to them. If as an argument or discussion, something like that, justice is all about fair treatment. That's what justice is all about. But vengeance is about being able to pay retribution for an injury or wrong that is done. That making sense?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Glory to the King.
Yes, sir. Well, bless you, Pastor, and all Israel. Have a blessed Shabbat.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Zach. Got a brother. Say you got that right. Man, I hope I do. Oma. 919, North Carolina. Pastor Dow, you're on the Tribute Truth Radio broadcast. I can help, my brother.
Good to hear from you, Pastor. Always good to hear from you. You know, Amen. I just listened to all the brothers and everything that they was speaking about. You know, I just tell you, you're making such an impact, as I always say, on my life. I just wanted to add that, you know, about the tithing. I heard people talking about that. You know, that's something I got to step up my game too, because I've been through four jobs and stuff like that. So I got to get myself back in the swing of doing that as well. It's worth us bringing that up, because I had a, I don't want to say a debate with somebody that thinking that we didn't have to tithe anymore, because, you know, they said, well, the tithe was taught us through the Levites, and who are the Levites this day, and the priesthood and everything like that. And I told them my thing was that this is my belief, is that tithe is God's welfare system, you know, because if we obeyed his word and we tithe because he told us to, that tithe was given to help people, the saints, and whatever need, the saints that is, and whatever need that they needed to help them. And that was God's way of everybody being taken care of, and we were us taking care of itself. But God will receive the glory for that. And he said, because you obey my will and you do my will, and people are blessed in my name, then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to bless you. And I was like, you know, when you tithe, and let's just say if you tithe into a ministry where you know that money is not being used accordingly, because you have these multi-million-dollar and billion-dollar pastors out here and buying jets and Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces and things of that nature. I said, when you see something like that and you know that that money is not being used properly, I was like, then you're also held accountable because you're actually paying into that. I was like, you got to search the spirit and make sure that the place that you tithe is, you know, is a holy place. And that's something that I'm going to start doing with Straightway, because everyone, you know, you're the only ministry where I find peace, I find love, I find joy, I find consistency. And I see all the work that you're doing for the saints, and just your love and your spirit. And, you know, I would just to encourage you, like myself and anybody else, you know, this is something that's worth, you know, sowing into. You know, we'll, like I said, you know, we'll go buy a house, we'll go buy shoes, we'll go buy clothes, we'll go buy all these lavish things. But, you know, one thing we don't make investments of love. I do believe that in Straightway, you know, when you pay the tithe to this ministry, that it is a love, and the Ruach is there, and that God will bless you wherever the Holy Spirit is. And when you're sowing into something like that, it's just a wonderful blessing. So that's something that I'm going to step up my game and start doing. And, you know, another thing is, you know, I work security. And so when I was working night shift one night, I actually went and started just praying. Behind one of the dumps, and I just started praying, just praying. And I took a little walk, and, you know, the Holy Spirit came on me. I was out by myself on my post, and I started speaking in tongues and things, and I just had such a wonderful time in the Lord. You know, the very next day that I came to work, I mean, it was like people coming out of their word works, you know, challenging me in the things of the Lord and stuff. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? I mean, intense discussions and things of that nature. But I can honestly say that listening to you, you know, going on YouTube, listening to the ministry, listening to everything that you have to say, you know, that's why I call you my teacher, because I repeat what you say. I actually share what you say, and I tell people, hey, man, Straightway, this is the ministry that I'm following. This is why I'm running. Because he's like, how do you know all that? Man, I go to Straightway and start listening to the ministry and stuff like that. But it helped bridge the gap for me. It really helped bridge the gap between, because I was always taught in the Christian church that the law was done away with and everything. As soon as you said, no, it wasn't done away with, it answered so many questions. It filled in so many gaps that I had, you know, while I was there, lost in Christianity. So I'm just so grateful for Straightway. And I do have one question to ask. This is something that I don't practice myself on Shabbat, but I think I was just having a conversation with somebody about, you know, when can you not have conjugal rights with your wife? And I just wanted to make sure that I was in right standing, because from my understanding, during Shabbat, you're not supposed to have intercourse with your wife. Am I correct or am I wrong in that?
No, you're right. You're not to be exacting or do your own pleasure on his holy day. It's set apart for him and him alone. You got 6 days, you can labor and do all that, but you know what I mean? But the 7 day, that belongs to Yah. Holy, 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 holy. You get it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I just wanted to make sure, because, you know, people, You know, you go to, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 7 when it talks about the only time that a man and a woman should not, you know, a husband and wife should not be have or deny each other is doing fasting and prayer. But then again, you do that during Shabbat as well. So that kind of answered itself in that. But just wanted to make sure when I said it that I was assured in what I was saying because I didn't want to lead nobody astray. So like I said, it's still two things that I'm learning. I'm like a sponge. I'm sucking everything up you say. And I tell you, you are just one heck of a man to follow. I'm just so happy. You know, when I look up in the sky and I just, you know, sometimes I talk to the Lord and, you know, and I say, Lord, should I ask him this? He said, he's your pastor. Go ahead and ask him. And I just thank the Lord that he put his word in you, that you stand assured. And I know it's written with you because you have an answer for pretty much everything and all situations. And really like a father that teaches because you just don't teach, you know, just simple things, you know, not things in the Bible, but you teach worldly things too. You know, about being debt-free, being a man, you know, and things in the nation from a worldly standpoint of view. You know, you teach all these things. And I'm telling you, it has just really just changed my life, gave me more backbone that I didn't have in a long time of my life. And I'm 43 years old, but really just instilled some stuff in me. And I just thank the Lord for just the straight way. Everything that you do, every time you get on the air and you're talking, I'm really just paying, you know, close attention to you, and I just pray for you, man, and that God will just keep you, you know, healthy, strong, and forever vigilant in his word, and I just love you. I wish you could live forever, at least as long as I'm alive anyway, because I just...
Don't wish that on me. Hallelujah. Now I got to get to the kingdom. All right, my brother, it's good to hear from you.
All right, you too.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to North Carolina, Brother Timothy. 919-919 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Tribute to Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Timothy?
Shalom, Pastor. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. I just want to say Shabbat shalom to all the all of saints right there. Because I have to admit, you know, people in this world, I can't get with them. If I did have a family like Brother Freeman and some of you guys, I don't know what I'd be doing. I'd just be lost all off on my own. I just can't get with the stuff of the world these days.
I understand, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom to you And I just wanted to, I remember you did a video with Brother Rashad where he was speaking about bringing up some things like at Tabernacles, right?
Yep.
Yeah, about the whole, like, and doing some of the stuff, you know, just for do some of the stuff, especially for our own community.
Yep.
And yeah, it got me thinking because I had some stuff on my mind, and I don't know, it's just... You know, I'm definitely going to be very attentive. Like, if I most allow me to make it down there to Tabernacle, y'all allow me back on the land and welcome me back with open arms. I don't know. I was thinking about stuff with fishing, different things like that, but I don't know. I don't even know how to fish myself right now, so you never know.
Well, I mean, you'll learn these skills as you go on, my brother. You'll learn these skills. Well, man, you make sure you stay tuned and stay connected, all right?
Yes, sir. All right. Shabbat shalom, sir.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Brother Toby there in Virginia, 757-757, Pastor Dow. You know, Shepherd 2 Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Shepherd. How are you?
Shabbat shalom. Doing all right. I can help you.
Me and the young lady, we out here on the porch, and I was telling her about a conversation that I had today at work. This young lady walked up to me, and she heard rumor from the guys I work with about how I treat this young lady and how I live my life, and she asked me basically if I would be willing to take on her daughter. And
I
very quickly said, yes, sir. I ain't playing a bit. That's her words. She said that she heard that we bought some land and we're gonna head down there, and you know, I'm wanting to have some youngins and get things situated right. And she said that her daughter is 18 and all this. And it's crazy because this whole thing with me changed when I started hearing the truth and it was actually coming out. And when everything changed, you know, I started doing things differently and I'm looking at stuff different. And this lady approaches me and asks me if I would take on her daughter. And it blows me away, but it's just different. But I came home, I told the wife about it, and I says, you know, the reason that this is coming about is because it changed another time. You know,
yeah.
It was spoken about. I said, you know, what do you think about it? And she's like, well, that's up to you. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I can see how that pans out. I'm gonna catch that one both ways. But I wanted to, you know how it is, you get two of them together, and then their cleansing goes to the same. And then the next thing you know, I got two grown women that's just pecking at my head for a week every month. It's not worth it. Anybody
yeah.
who wants two
well,
wives.
At this time, you know, first of all, you don't even know these people. They just know the integrity and character of your heart. You don't even want to entertain nothing like that unless you have over a long period of time built some type of relationship or rapport. So just be content where you're at right now. Keep doing what you're doing, and don't let anybody throw a monkey wrench into what you're doing.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, and
man, you don't never know how this woman been raised. You don't know nothing about her. You know what I mean? Don't worry about her right now.
Oh, yeah. I stepped out of the way of that one. I would rather go back to the playing field in the East, if you know what I mean, and take on that one. But side note, I guess, is when I got home today, I told her about it. I called my older brother. You know how they say that if you don't forsake your family and forsake this and forsake that for his name, how it'll all come back to you. Well, I told my brother about this whole thing. Finally, I told him about the land we bought out there in Alabama and about how we're getting things moving. And he straight-faced accused us of starting a cult.
Oh,
and
well,
I threw my hand up.
At least you know exactly who you're dealing with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I told him. I said, you know, I really hate to hear that. I said, but on the flip side, I guess me and you now have something in common. We both in different types of cults, I reckon. So,
yep.
I just
you
could
call and let, at least he stuff. Manifested himself in such a way that you know that you ain't got no time for him.
Well, he was the one that told me to call you. He said I need to get on the horn and talk to somebody with some more education and knowledge about religion than I got. And I said, I think I know the man I need to call.
Amazing.
But I got to say thank you for the invite to God's, and we're definitely looking forward to it. We got our ducks in a row for that, and I hope that what we're bringing will benefit everybody out there. And just waiting on further information, I reckon.
I'm going to bring it out here next week, so stay tuned, all right?
Yes, sir. I'll do it.
All right,
well,
my brother Shabbaton. You too. Let's go to Brother D. Jerry, 786-786. Brother D. Jerry, Pastor Dow, how can I help you, son?
Shabbaton. Bless you, Father. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hallelujah. I was calling, Pastor. I had a question. I was reading Genesis. And I came across a story of Rachel and Leah,
yeah.
And it's a very interesting story. I wanted to ask you, when a man goes to the father of a daughter to ask her to ask his hand in marriage, does the older daughter have to be married first before the younger daughter?
Well, that was a custom, and then Laban clearly made it known that was a custom there in their land.
Okay.
Did you hear it?
Yes, sir.
And we also know that Moses actually married the oldest daughters of the priest of Midian, which he married Zipporah. So, you know, there's limited information in there. But, you know, given all these captivities and where we at today, man, I mean, it's people ain't following that order, just like nobody's following the order of stoning people for committing adultery anymore.
Right. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yeah, and then, you know, further down in that story, it's just so many things that took place. And, you know, what my eyes was open to the understanding I received from it, it just, you know, it's amazing. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like both of those daughters were in competition in the way of who was going to bear more seed for their husband, who's going to be a better servant to their husband, who can gain more favor from their master. You know what I mean, Pastor?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was the attitude back then. And, of course, there's a human aspect in everything that we do.
Yes, sir.
Has no reflection upon the holiness of Yah's word. It's just letting us know how much purifying we need within ourselves.
I agree. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Well, one more thing I got for you, Pastor. I've never heard of the eclipse, you know, when the sun and the moon lines up together. So this year was the first time I've heard about it. And I want to hear, you know, what's your take on that? Because I hear it only happens within 300-something, you know, years once in, you know, our lifetime. So what's your take
on
that?
Well, you're talking about a total eclipse of the whole earth, man. It's just another eclipse that's going to come and go. That's all that's going to happen. You know why?
Go ahead.
The Bible says, surely, that the Most High Yah would not do anything unless he reveals his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. So it's just going to be another day to come and go. Me, I'm probably going to be asleep.
Yes, sir. I agree. I understand. Yes, sir. Well, that's all I have for you, Pastor. I appreciate your labor of love and everything you do for the ministry and for Yah's people. I wanted to give a shout-out to all the leaders in Israel, all the the pastors in Israel, Elder Ruth.
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Lord, Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to South Carolina, 803-803. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in South Carolina.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Pastor, I have a couple of questions. The first is, a couple of months ago, I ran into this pastor who, under the first meeting, I believe that we were, you know, kindred Hebrew. So, I mean, I was learning the scriptures and everything, and I wanted to get baptized again. But the name that he was given was Yahweh. Now, I didn't get into the argument of the namesake of Yahweh because I wasn't equipped to have that conversation. So he was dealing with me and he showed me scriptures and everything. And not to like to brag or anything, but I'm not where I want to be, but I'm pretty well versed in scripture. But so long story short, it ended up where I wanted to get baptized again because I grew up in a Baptist church and I knew that me coming to my Hebrew faith that I was far off base as far as my baptism. So I went ahead and got baptized and he said, I baptize you in the name of Yahweh HaMashiach. Now, I want to be 100% Torah, Yah. I don't want to be half-stepping nowhere. So if I need to get baptized again, I got baptized again in the name of Yahweh HaMashiach. And do I need to do this again? Do I need to get right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Right.
You do need to do it again because you don't really truly know what this guy believes as far as doctrine goes. You don't even know if he believes in Yahshua or the Messiah, Jesus Christ. You don't even know if he believes the Messiah or not. Because you can't have the Father without the Son. Because Christ clearly said him and the Father are one. So, you know, y'all need to be careful out there going around and entertaining these religious people and stuff that don't even know the truth about doctrine. You need to be very careful just because, and don't be sitting up there being persuaded because of people's opinions and stuff, man, because you don't never know what they believe. You don't know if he believes that David is going to be the Messiah or whatever. I know that he's going to come in from the Torah. I know exactly what the Torah said. But I also know what the renewed covenant says as far as the writings go and how the people did it after the resurrection of the Messiah. So, yeah, you're going to need to end up getting baptized again, but I wouldn't go to him and get baptized.
Oh, no, no, no. Now, the crazy part is...
You got another question?
Hmm?
You have another question?
Yes. The last one.
What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph. Okay, go ahead, Joseph.
Do I need to... it was crazy. I know I'm not even being funny. Can I baptize myself?
You cannot baptize yourself. No.
I know.
Did Christ baptize himself?
No, exactly.
Okay, then you got your answer.
All right. Thank you. Oh man.
All right, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stay in touch about Shalom. New York, 646-646, Pastor Dow, you're on a Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you there in New York.
Hello?
New York, 646. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Pastor Dow. This is Raijin Remy.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
I've been listening for a while, and I'm just calling to say hello because I've never really called because I'm like so anxious to call. So this is my first time calling. Hallelujah. This is my first time calling. I've been listening for a while, and I just love the message, and really want to be part of the family. I'm still learning, and still. There's so much to do.
Well, the way you become part of the family is you stay connected. You try to keep in touch with us, you know what I mean? Whether you call in the dining hall or you call in here on the broadcast, y'all lead you to support us. But more than anything, just try to, keep make yourself known. If you can make it to a feast days, then you know what I mean? It'd be good to see you. But it's all about, you know, being proactive.
Yes. Also, I wanted to ask, because I know Esther is my sister. Esther Remy is my sister.
That was beautiful.
Stephen, brother, is having a wedding there, and I would just love to be part of the ceremony. And I wanted to just ask to know if you guys will allow me to come to the, just to be part of the ceremony and just
the
have
brother a Steve. And Sister Esther saying it's okay for you to come, then it's okay for you to come.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, I'll definitely speak to them and have Shabbat with them. So definitely. Thank you so much.
Glory to the King.
All right. Shabbat Shalom. I'll definitely
Shabbat
keep
shalom.
In touch and call. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Ohio, 330-330. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Yes. I have a question. I watched a number of your videos. And
what's your name?
My name is Merle.
Merle.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I'm a Messianic. I'm in the Hebrew roots movement. The question I have, though, with my former training in that, how do I reconcile Daniel 7 along with Revelation 13? Because they're going to overcome us for a certain period of time as far as protecting my family and all of that.
Well, first of all, you have to realize that he who seeks to save his life is going to lose it. Are you following me? There is a thing that's going to take place in the future here that where we're actually going to have to lay down our lives, and it's time for us to do that. Are you following me? But until then, there ain't no need for us laying it down just because somebody decides to perpetuate evils against us. But we would know the timing because the Father would already have it in our hearts, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
there ain't no need to
worry about that.
I've checked out different communities in the past, and I have no problem with defense of my family. The common sense also tells me that when this goes on, we're going to see some pretty heinous things, and I'm sure a lot of it's going to happen to us. So I just I suppose I'll just have to let the Ruach lead me at the time. I won't have a choice. But
I just know we don't dwell in fear here, straightway worrying about nothing like that. To everything under the sun, there's a season. There's a time for everything. And if it's a time for us to lay it down, we lay it down. Time for us to fight, we'll fight. But we'll know, I promise you that.
Okay. Well, I was just curious because I know you have those classes on that, and I know you were also, I believe, in the Army. And watching some of your videos with your weapons, I just, you know, I was just curious as to where you were at with that.
Well, I can tell you right now, we're not going to let nobody come up here and run up on us and stuff. And there's going to be even a time that these people are going to have uniforms on, such as cops and stuff, and their uniform and their bubble gum machine car is not going to save them if they want to come down here and start something with us, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no problem with that. Okay, well, I guess I don't really have anything more to discuss on it. I guess I'll just have to take it as it comes.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. Glory to the King. Well, anyway, man, these questions, I wonder where y'all people's mind be at nowadays. You can always tell that most of y'all are really, truly not in a real, true fellowship with some real saints. That's just the truth. But anyway, I'll see y'all Shabbat morning, all right, in the morning. I bless y'all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Shabbat Shalom, King coming.